more about each other. Don't miss out on this one. Hi, my name is Rohan, and I would quickly tell you about how you can be a successful travel presenter. Well, let me take you back a little couple of years back. I finished my mass comm from Pune, India, and I came to the big, wild world of Mumbai city, especially the media industry. It wasn't easy for me, but I always aspired to be somewhat. I didn't know what exactly I wanted to do, but I thought that maybe, just maybe, I would be a good entertainer, perhaps maybe good in front of the camera. Life took its turn and I got an opportunity, and I started working as a creative director at first. Later on, I realized that, you know, I'm more comfortable on camera. It took me a little while because a lot of practice goes into it. But, you know, things, when you have your heart in place, everything falls in place, correct? So I did go through an extensive training session for almost 2 to 3 years. But here's the good part, you know, I didn't have to pay for the course. Instead, I was hired as a presenter, wherein I was paid as a salary, a certain salary in return. So it was a win-win situation for me. I did a lot of training under different channels for 2 to 3 years. But then came the big break, where you have to go and audition with almost 700, 800 people. And to my surprise. Hello, my name is Rohan. And I think I might be living a life of most of yours. Okay, a lot of people want to get into travel. They want to travel the world, stay in the best of the hotels, eat the best of the cuisine. But here's the best part. In my profession, I get paid to do all of that. That's called a travel presenter. But the big story is how I got into it, and perhaps this can also be a blueprint for you to start a career into this profession. So hello, my name is Rohan and I am a mass comm student from Pune. Finishing graduation and then doing mass comm was not my decision. My parents, you know, I come from a typical middle class family where parents want your children to get into. So most of us comes from the middle class mindset and families where education is given at most importance. So I was no different. I finished my education. I came to Mumbai and I got a job. Got a job for a very basic salary. And mind you, Mumbai is a place very hard to survive. There's a difference between living. There's a difference between surviving. So if you can survive in Mumbai, it's a big deal. But mind you, you know, at the same time, the good thing about the city is it'll give you the kind of exposure provided you are talented. So for the first 3 years, that was the task, how to survive with this little minimalistic salary. Someone like me coming from a small town with big